I mean, I think generally speaking, the major roads are fine and they're well looked after, particularly the TT course. But the minute you leave the major roads, then you do have problems with potholes and poor conditions. So I think, you know, I understand they've got to manage their budget, but the focus at the moment is clearly on the major routes. So don't forget the minor routes, because they're important for people who live in those more isolated spaces. The other major issue is obviously the 20 mile an hour speed limit, which I think is generally a good idea. I'm in favour of it. So other than those two things, I'm generally happy.
Is there any improvements you would like to see made?
I think there could be more cycle lanes. I know there are quite a few on the major commuting routes, but if there is an opportunity to look at extending the cycle lanes, I'd be in favour of that, definitely.
Do you have any opinions?
Plenty, but none that are probably broadcastable. I think there are some good roads. There are some roads being maintained that didn't feel like they needed to be maintained. And there are plenty that actually need maintaining that are just being looked at. And one of the ones that springs to mind is Woodburn Road. It is atrocious. It won't need a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit on there. 15 to 20 is sometimes all you can get, the number of potholes. It's quite clearly collapsing, and probably some of that's due to its historical use as a tramway. But generally, I would say that the pavements and roads on the Isle of Man, whilst they're better than some places in the UK, I think for an island this size, they're quite atrocious.
Is there any improvements you'd like to see be made?
I'd just like to see a consistency of maintenance. It seems to be very ad hoc. And when you raise an issue, either you don't get a response or it doesn't get maintained. It doesn't get taken up for quite some time. But I think a planned maintenance schedule would be, a visible planned maintenance schedule would be advantageous. Because at the moment they're digging up again on the bottom of Victoria Road. That's got to be the fourth time in the last 12 to 18 months. It's the level of disruption that causes. And if it was planned, then people could make more advanced changes to the travel schedules.
Personally, and I think I can speak for the majority of the people on the island who drive, the amount of potholes in the roads, where speed bumps should be, and they're not, in zones such as coming down Farm Hill, Stevenson's Way, it's awkward getting out of there every day. I'm just surprised there hasn't been an accident. Where and where the speed bumps are, I think they're all, a lot of them are all in the wrong places. And zebra crossings also around estates, they're in silly places.